As recently reported, porcine epidemic diarrhea killed millions of piglets in 27 states this year. Iowa farmers were hurt the worst by PED, possibly originating in China. But if something like that happened to be uncovered by Iowa whistleblowers, the whistleblowers could be prosecuted. In some states, E. coli, salmonella, and a whole host of food-related problems might go unreported where there's an ag gag. Steve Halleck in Gateway Journalism Review wrote, "Following the pattern of voter repression initiatives, anti-union proposals, and anti-abortion bills, this special interest legislation is marching through states aimed at protecting big agribusiness from efforts to shed light on the growing tide of animal abuse. Designed to discourage whistleblowers, journalists, and other truth tellers by criminalizing fact gathering, this suppression legislation is prior restraint," critics say. Amanda Hitt from the Government Accountability Project said, "The trend is like chronic lawbreakers saying, 'Hey, we're sick of getting caught doing crimes. Could you do us a favor and criminalize catching us?'" Ag gag laws have been enacted in Iowa, Missouri, and 7 other states. 5 other states have pending ag gag legislation. In Illinois, the Animal Registration Under False Pretenses Act, which criminalized getting unauthorized access to an animal facility, was repealed last year. Also last year, though, State Senator Chapin Rose, a Champaign Republican, sponsored a similar measure, which passed in the Senate but died in the House. His bill would have criminalized complaining about a person or entity if it was, quote, "unfounded and made with the intent to harass the person or entity," but it has not been revived, according to a legislative aide. Decades ago, State Senator Todd Seaman, a Geneseo Republican, sponsored a measure that would have criminalized any published or broadcast criticism of a farm product or producer that later proved to be erroneous. Arguably, it could have made it impossible to cover fully topics ranging from hormone usage in dairy cattle, herbicide runoff in genetically modified crops, to huge confinement operations, ethanol subsidies, and even commodity price analysis. Based on model language drafted by ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, backed by the right-wing Koch brothers, the Federal Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act of 2006, AETA, prohibits anyone from engaging in conduct for the purpose of damaging or interfering with the operations of an animal enterprise. Passed during the Bush administration, it exploited the FBI's 2004 designation of environmental and animal rights groups as terror threats, equating whistleblowing with terrorism. The Center for Constitutional Rights is suing on the grounds that the law infringes on the First Amendment. Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor Ryan Shapiro commented, "Corporate power should not dictate the limits of political dissent. Such laws cover up illegal or unsafe activities and also stop environmental and workers' rights whistleblowing." Some anti-whistleblower sentiments are traced to 1989's expose of Uniroyal Chemicals Alar from CBS 60 Minutes, which reported on the dangers of the chemical used by apple growers to enhance color and regulate growth. John Stauber of PR Watch, a watchdog group, commented, "The food industry said, 'Never again,' and set out to convince the news media this was a hoax. The people had not been misinformed, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, Uniroyal's own study, later confirming that Alar caused cancer, and a suit by Washington apple growers against CBS being dismissed." From libel to trespassing, says Greg Leslie of Reporters for Freedom of the Press, we already have laws to handle these situations. If the point is to expose questionable practices to the public, criminalization of information should not be tolerated. Consumers have a right to know. Whistleblowers have a right to tell. Ken Paulson of the First Amendment Center said, "Very little could be more important to the public good than understanding where our food is coming from and how it's being processed. Efforts to limit scrutiny places agriculture industry interests ahead of the public interest."